I'd like to call the July 14th, 2021 Amherst Town Council meeting to order. First thing, if anybody has your cell phones, if you would please silence your cell phones, please. And items B and C, we will have the Pledge of Allegiance and at which time, Ms. Turner, if you could do that.
One sec.
Ms. Turner will lead us in the invocation. And at any time that you're uncomfortable in doing the pledge or the invocation, if you wish, you may leave, and Chief Shiflett will retrieve you when you're through and bring you back. So, you all right, please?
Pledge to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together. We ask you to guide and give us wisdom and understanding of to do the town's business, but to also to do your will. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Next item, as a lot of you are aware, and as a lot of the people I see sitting back here are aware, we had a contest among the two elementary schools and the middle school here in the area to name the park. The winner of the park name contest was Tristan May. So first, at this time, I would like a motion to accept the accept the resolution for the name of the park and the recognition of the winner.
I'll make that motion.
Have a motion from Ms. Carton. Yeah, have a second.
I'll second it.
Have a second. Any comment, Ms. Wheaton?
No comments.
Okay, roll call vote. Ms. Carton?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Vote is 3-0-2, and motion is carried. And now, I would like to invite Mr. May to meet me up front. Came up with the name of Old Mill Park. And I know this is a special thing to him because Mr. Widener is his great-grandfather, correct? Mm-hmm. Did I hit that one right? Okay. All right, what this says is, whereas the town of Amherst is developing an unnamed park on 7.1 acres at the end of Scott's Mill Road, whereas Tristan May recently completed second grade at Amherst County Elementary School. Whereas Tristan May is the great-grandson of William and Patricia Widener, who were the previous owners and operators of the mill located at 140 Union Hill, most recently known as Amherst Milling Company. Whereas Tristan May's family used and continues to use the park land for fishing and playing and happy to be able to share it with others. Whereas the town council of Amherst conducted a park naming contest at Amherst Elementary School. Whereas Tristan May, with his contribution of Old Mill Park, was named the winner of the park naming contest. Whereas the town council, of Amherst, wishes to acknowledge and thank Tristan May for his contribution and his imagination in naming Old Mill Park. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the town of Amherst does on this day acknowledge the contribution and quality of life the town given by Tristan May, and be it therefore resolved that the town council of the town of Amherst does on this day declare that the park shall be named Old Mill Park, and be it further resolved that the clerk of the council of the town of Amherst, on behalf of its mayor and council, is ordered to deliver the original copy of the resolution to Tristan May as a token of the council's deep appreciation for his contribution to the community. So here it is. This is your original copy. Thank you very much. And you will have one more time to come to us when we put the sign up down there. You're going to be the one that gets to pull the blanket off the sign to show everybody the name. So we would like to thank you very much. Okay, next item, Chief, do we have any citizen comments out there, sir? Yeah, if y'all would like to, good, I see you.
Thank you so much, everybody.
You're supposed to stay, Bill. Bill, you're supposed to stay.
Thank y'all. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Bye. Yes, ma'am.
Was all this bye-bye. Signed up?
Yeah, we're all here. All the time.
Okay. All right, you have, so you're Ms. Warner, right? You have 3 minutes, Ms. Warner, if you'd like to step up to the podium.
If the chief of police from Amherst Town could come up here. First thing I'd like to do is honor an officer, but he's not here. It's Caleb Martin. And so I'm going to give this basket of thank you notes. I did mail him a personal thank you note. I also contacted the chief of police. I also contacted Sarah Carter. And this is for Caleb Martin. And I want to say that my son Jonathan Warner is here as well, and his caregiver Sierra and his sister caregiver Victoria Warner. 5.5 years ago, my son was shot at Lynchburg General Hospital by a retired police officer and then a security guard at Lynchburg General. It was a tragic situation, and he is, as a result of that, paralyzed. But in the midst of this, from the past to the present to the future, there is a struggle in the mental health system. And just recently, it could be true or not, I understand that 5 of the state hospitals will be closing, and only 2. Apparently, Western State is closing to everyone, and typically that's where Jonathan may go if there is a psychotic episode. So Jonathan, from a young boy, began to struggle with mental health, mental illness, and with that, it is better to say you have breast cancer, testicle cancer, anything but mental illness, and the difficulty that it brings to a family, to the community. I have a sister that just retired as a police officer from Colorado, and we have military people in our family. My oldest son is a major in the United States Air Force, so we respect authority and guns and all those things, but when it comes to mental health, it's such a perplex situation. And although I may not know you, I am confident that everyone in this room knows someone with severe mental illness, or you yourself struggle with depression, anxiety, or a child with ADHD, whatever it may be. So really it's common, but how we handle it is not well, and we know that. So I want to be a part of change. In spite of everything that has happened in my family, I want to ideally, it is ideally, look for the good in it and look for the good of the change. June 19th was another tragic episode of a psychotic episode that became public at the Exxon right down here at 151. We know the challenge that we don't have enough officers. Apparently there's 6 officers in Amherst County. And we're limited with, I mean, in Amherst Town. And then the county is separate, and there's a limit, and we're facing great challenges. In this episode, the hardest thing is it was public. Well, believe it or not, there wasn't an officer to meet that need in the county. So Caleb Martin was in the town, and he met that need. He's out of jurisdiction. Then we couldn't find the EMT because it was a medical crisis as well. And Nelson County and 2 wonderful young women showed up on the scene. I always look when I and with my son or anyone else, the first thing I look for when an officer approaches a situation is CIT. I just, like, the moment I see that, I feel safe. Well, Caleb didn't even let me look at the button. He just said, I am CIT trained. And we took this horrible situation, everybody out of jurisdiction, publicly exposed. My daughter's there, Jonathan's there. You know, everybody's watching, the lights are flashing, the cameras are whatever. But Caleb Martin, and I felt scared of it. I don't always, I'm such a, oftentimes if an officer is not CIT trained, there's this control struggle, unfortunately. And Caleb came right in, and how he handled that situation was about Jonathan. It was about the safety of everyone. It was about the care of him. He didn't exercise all the power and authority that he does have and could have used. And the young girls, and in the midst of this, I was just awed by the professionalism and dignity. And because of the psychosis and situation, and this is hard, my son's here, doesn't remember a lot of what happened. But they handled it well. And it was a team. That was the other thing I want you to understand, that when it's mental health too, that we all work together. I'm just a citizen, I'm the mother, but Caleb worked with me. The EMTs, I can't even find the girls in Nelson County. I don't know where they're at, but they worked together and I worked together, and we just, in this complicated situation, got Jonathan safe and cared for. And it was one of the worst experiences I had, but one of the absolute perfect conditions of conduct. And whenever I think of that officer's name, I just am so grateful. And I want you to know something else. Most people don't like me because I'm calling the Congress. I call the White House. I am always with Health and Human Rights, advocating for mental health. Ben Klein, I spent time with Jenny Ellis. I spent time last Friday for an hour with Mark Peake, and I'm old, but I'm not gonna go away to advocate for your family, for the community, for my son, and to make the changes. I just have to believe we can make the changes. And one change I offered to Ronnie Campbell and Jimmy Ellis and Mark Peake and Ben Klein is that when an officer gets CIT training, it's a special training now, that should be a part of the police training. They only get 6 months. And CIT is so awesome. Like, I just know they don't have to wear the button, but I like the button, but I just know if they're trained or not instantly. Of course, I have so much experience of tragedy and difficulty. So I just wanna thank this town for Caleb Martin and for the chief of police, that man also went out of jurisdiction and helped us, and his conduct was superior. And then Nelson County and the EMTs, and to tell you the truth, I always try to get rid of the police, mm-hmm. because when EMTs show up on a mental health situation, they're just different. There's no, you know, authority, they're just different. But it was just really profound how this situation happened. And so because I'm such an advocate for mental health, and it's mostly negative, and it's, you know, conflict, this situation I wanted to honor, and I wanted to bring to light, because I would have been calling him and saying, your officer did this, I would have. But when someone does it well and gives my son dignity and gives him kindness and gives him respect in the midst of a psychotic episode that would not show that, Jonathan's conduct. Even Jonathan after said he was just so kind. And I just want to honor him. And I hope you guys will continue to make the changes for mental health. You're going to be facing a lot with what's ahead. And I don't know all your powers and authority, but I'm here to honor Caleb. And I just so thank you.
Thank you.
And Jonathan, I think, has a gift to give the chief of police for Caleb.
He wanted
the same thing.
Well, thanks, Jonathan. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Thank you, y'all.
Very nice.
For your stay or for your leave. Won't hurt our feelings either way.
If you need me, you can call me.
Okay, thank you.
Get more officers like Caleb.
We have very good officers here. Okay, next item agenda, is there any additions, subtractions, or whatever to the meeting? If not, I will entertain a motion to accept the meeting minutes as presented.
I'll make that motion.
A motion from Ms. Turner.
Second
from Ms. Wheaton. Ms. Wheaton, any discussion? Ms. Turner?
Yes.
Ms. Carter?
No.
Okay. Ms. Carter?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
302. Motion carried. All the staff reports are attached. Does anybody have any questions or any of those? Ms. Carter?
We have no meeting,
nothing to report. Okay. Utilities, Mr. Watts, one, Mr. Bunch is here. The town projects committee, that was from your rescue squad meeting yesterday, is that correct?
Yes.
We do have that on the agenda.
That's
later.
On the agenda.
Okay, later. So we'll get to it later.
Okay.
IDA meeting on the 6th, minutes attached. We were all there. Property maintenance board met the 15th. Anything out of them with those?
The property maintenance board did find two properties to be neglected. So when we recodified the code, there had been some changes that had been made through, like Mr. Watts was involved, and I think also that Mr. Higginbotham was involved in those changes. So when we recodified, our process shifted a little bit. So once the property maintenance board finds a property being neglected, then for the rest of the season, if they don't keep the grass up, then the town can go ahead and mow without any further notice. The two properties, or actually three with two owners, that got found neglected, they have all so far kept up with them since that finding. So the process is working.
Okay. And the Robert E. Lee soil and water, nothing goes. We don't know whether they met or not. All right. Next is the purchase approval for the new police car. Ms. Carter?
Yes, sir. So we had talked at the last meeting, and council did approve a police car to be purchased as part of the CIP. With the additional funds that are coming from the ARPA funding and the fact that some of that funding will be able to be used for general government purposes because it will be lost revenue replacement, staff is recommending the purchase of a second car. As noted last month, we have gone several years without the purchase of the car. We've been 3 years with no car purchases, and we have two cars that are well over 100,000 miles. One car is going to be retired. Officer Martin's sedan is going to be retired. That one needs a new transmission. So it has limped its way back and is going to be taken out of service. And then the second car with the highest number of miles, which is Major Parler's current vehicle, will become the extra vehicle so that when we do have issues come up with car repairs or something being taken out of service, we have a car for that. So the purchase approval is the same as last month. It's for a car, the equipment, and the installation. Some of the equipment, because we do have a retired vehicle, it's been removed already from that car and will be reused. Chief Shiflett also has gotten to know lots of folks in this business, and we're going off of other contracts in terms of purchasing. And one of these contracts is one he's used before, and they are actually giving us our installation, our first one, for free. Mm. So we're saving even more money on that. So that's an additional benefit. But I'm going ahead and getting the purchase approval just the same as last time, and then that's kind of the maximum amount you're going to spend.
Okay. All right. So I will entertain a motion to authorize Ms. Carter to proceed on for the purchase of the second police.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion from Ms. Turner. May I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Carton. I'll turn to Ms. Carton as a second. Okay, discussion item. Ms. Carton?
No, I'm just glad that we can go forward with the two. I know that we've fallen behind a little bit, and I'm glad that we can use these funds to benefit the citizens for sure. That's all. I'm just glad that we're able to.
Ms. Turner?
No comment.
And Ms. Wheaton.
I'm just excited. Thank you again for you and the gentleman on your staff.
Yes, ma'am.
So proud of you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Roll call vote, Ms. Wheaton.
Aye.
Ms. Turner.
Aye.
And Ms. Cole.
Aye.
3-0-2. Mr. Williams, welcome back.
Yes, sir. It's good
and
to be back.
And now you're center stage.
Okay. I don't know what Ms. Carter has sent you.
I sent them the purchase order and the pricing. So that's what they have, and then just the quick summary and the agenda.
Basically what it is, it's a meter for our waste process. When the water comes in down at wastewater treatment, we measure it. When it goes out, we measure it. What is in between those two meters, we try to keep a track of. So when we pull out of that to send to our digesters, we also measure that. From that, we can get pounds that we submit to DEQ for our permit and everything. And that meter has finally gone out, and we need to get a new one. And the meter, what you have is the price for the meter itself, and then to have it calibrated and verified accurate. We will be installing it ourselves.
So the one now is fit to go. So
yes.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Okay. All right. With that, I will entertain a motion to purchase a waste flow meter.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion from Ms. Carter. May I have a second, please?
I'll second.
Second from Ms. Wheaton. Ms. Wheaton, any discussion?
I was just going to say quickly, thank you so much for the information, keeping us updated on the progress. It's fascinating to me, but I know what everything's going on, not necessarily, but it's really interesting, and I appreciate the time you guys are putting into it. But other than that, there's no
comment. Ms.
Turner?
No comment. Okay, Ms. Turner. Vote time. Ms. Carter?
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton?
Aye.
Motion carried. 3-0-2. Next. We will, I need to set a public hearing for the sale of the pump station lot between Whitehead and Maple Lane. So basically with a consensus, I will set a public hearing will be set for next month for the possible sale of that abandoned, because it's abandoned pump station from us, from that property. We'll discuss that. So with that, if I can have consensus for everybody to set the public hearing, and we will. So the public hearing will be set for next month on that. The next, Mr. Thompson, you're on center stage now. Update on the bucket truck.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor. Chasing the wind here on this deal. Ms. Carter prepared a package that gave her lots of options on lifts, trucks, used trucks, new trucks. It's all over the board. The bucket truck, a new bucket truck, I don't think that I can justify spending that kind of money. My recommendation, Ms. Carter, was the lift, the pull behind lift, mm-hmm. It'll be new, low maintenance, easy to store out of the weather, and I think we'll do what we need to do. The prices that I got is from a local dealer at the start, and then it tops out with the new in the package. So from $30,000 to $150,000. Is the range that we're talking about.
That's for the pull behind it.
The
that's
pull behind about 30,000 to 40,000 will meet our needs.
Okay, well just asking, will the pull behind meet your needs totally, or will it be a lot of run?
No, sir, I don't think it would be a lot of run. I think it would do 75% of what we do right now. And things that are outside of that, we could rent, but it'd be extreme circumstances.
The challenge we found is, Mr. Thompson, and you've got a whole lot in your packet on this one, we have about 20 pages of material on this. As, I mean, he spent a tremendous amount of time trying to find if there was a used option that made sense. And the answer is there's not, because almost all of the used trucks he found were the very large trucks similar to what we have. It is more truck than we need. It is difficult to maintain. We don't have a good place to store it. And so the few that he found that were smaller had very high miles on it. I don't think we saw one of them that had less than 100,000 miles on it. Most of them were closer to 200,000 miles on it. So then at that point, we're kind of in the same situation we're in now, where every year you're concerned about whether or not it's going to pass the inspection. So, you know, then you look at the new ones, and the cheapest new ones were in the, you know, 120,000 range, going up to 150,000. So at that point, Mr. Thompson really, he came to me with all just this incredible amount of paper going, I really just think we need to go back to the idea of a lift. And so this was really, we're not asking for purchase approval tonight. What we really wanted to do is circle back around to council, give you the information, make sure that you were comfortable with Mr. Thompson's recommendation. And if you are, at that point, we'll determine whether we can find a lift inexpensive enough that it's going to meet our needs and we don't need to go out to bid. And if so, we'll come back to you with that. But we really wanted to make sure that from council's point of view, that we were on the correct track before we went and made the next set of decisions.
So I have a question. So you're ballparking it at, say, 40?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so explain to me, because the quotes that you have here are pushing 30. What's the difference?
The height, lift, okay. Distance, man, the
okay.
Capabilities.
That's fine.
A 32-foot lift is in that range.
Yeah.
A 55-foot lift. The can of Amherst has just purchased one locally, and that's where
I got
the prices from.
Okay.
And also the lift prices are coming. That we, when there any maintenance to be done or inspections, rather than a specialty group, any of the higher-end rental companies can do that annual inspection for us. So we don't have to get in line from a big trucking company and wait and hold it. So that's where it's derived from.
I have a question because I'm not familiar with this equipment, so I'm hoping maybe you can help me. I'm looking at it from a safety standpoint. I'm looking at this machine and I see these arms that only go out 3.5 feet on either side for stability. I'm concerned about, I mean, I know it's engineered to be built to do this, but to me it seems like you're using it to its fullest extent with only 3.5 feet on each side. I'm just concerned about safety. How do they rate for safety?
It is done, ma'am, by a formula.
Okay.
The height versus vertical and lateral reach, and that meets the demand of it for the stability.
How do they rate as far as safety for it? I'm just concerned about our workers.
They do it by the maximum that can be in the bucket. Some buckets are rated for 350-pound person to be in.
Okay.
Some will go up to 500 pounds, which would be more than my category. You know, for a man and some equipment, for example. So it's all rated on the weight in a bucket and the height, the maximum height that lift will go vertically and horizontally.
And that is why we seek the annual ANSI inspection, is because that's exactly what we're getting inspected for, is all of those tolerances for the bucket to ensure that it will continue to operate safely.
Yeah. It just looks tipsy to me. That's why I said, I don't know, I don't understand any of this stuff. I'm not an engineer, but I'm sure you all are very well aware. But thank you for answering my question.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate that.
Since we've done this, we've kind of jumped out of this way.
Do I get to ride?
Let's pull behind.
Maybe in the parade you can wave from it. No, thank you for looking into it. I trust your judgment.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I would say about this, council, if y'all not in agreement, but I would say go forth and bring us a proposal.
And that's where we were at. It's
right.
Just hard pinning something down. I know what we need, and that's kind of where we started at the minimum and kind of worked our way up to
just go forth and bring us something back and with your specs and your hope, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you for all your research.
Right.
The next item is the adoption of the cigarette tax. I understand there was a, last month was a public hearing on this. So now we have the, to set a rate and then vote to whether adopt it with an effective date of October 1. Ms. Tracy, is there anything you would like to tell us or what you think of it?
Honestly, I know that there's been some discussion on whether to meet the county's 27% rate or to go lower. If going lower, I just ask you to think about the work that it's going to cause. It's not going to be easy. This is also a learning process. Thankfully, Jane and I have been working together. She finds out something, she calls me. I find out something, I call her. And it's a learning process for both of us. And it has not been easy, and we've been getting calls from distributors and everybody, you know, that's learning about this with input and questions and ideas. And so just think about the work that it's going to put on us, because it's not easy and it's going to be time consuming. So I ask you not to go too low when thinking about this rate.
Right. I think what we would do is I will entertain a motion. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to open it up for discussion on the rate. Once we seem to have a consensus on the rate, at that point we will take a motion. That seem acceptable to anyone? Okay. My input, even though I don't have a vote, I think that 22 cents is a fair amount. So that's my input for what it's worth. I am going to back up and let the ladies discuss it. So please feel free. I mean, we can just do it this way. Ms. Wheaton.
Question. You said 22 cents versus 27?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I don't like having a tax period. I don't think it's necessary. However, I will vote for it. And whether it be 22 cents or 27, I'll go either way because of the workload. I just hope maybe next year, I understand it's a political question whether we raise that tax again. I hope we are conscientious to our citizens and not just keep bumping it up. Although we've seen where other municipalities have a dollar tax on these packages. So I will agree with 22 or 27, whatever you guys want to discuss.
Sure.
I am not in favor of taxing the citizens. However, they are going to be taxed regardless, whether the county taxes them or the town taxes them. And since it's in the town, I think we deserve to receive those funds to turn around and use for the citizens of the town. So I am in agreement to tax less than the county, and I am in agreement with 22.
Ms. Clark.
I'm
going to
mimic just about everything these two ladies said before me, but yeah, I never liked the idea of the tax to begin with, and I made that very well known. But we're at a precipice at this point, and I definitely am in favor of being less than the county. I would like to give the citizens as much of a break on this tax as possible, since I don't like supporting it, but at the same time, I'm not willing to put our staff into dire circumstances where they're having such a workload and responsibility to take care of that it becomes a burden on the town. So I am okay with a 22. If we have to agree upon something, I would like for it to be zero, but I will agree to the 22. So I'll go ahead and make a motion that we set.
Can we hold on? I want to ask Tracy one question.
Sure, go ahead.
And I know I know the answer, but maybe you can explain it. I understand this is only on smoking cigarettes.
Just
how come it's not on smokeless tobacco?
So in my research years ago, the smokeless tobacco had another state tax, from my understanding, and that state tax went to a Virginia health care fund.
Okay.
So this is just on cigarettes. The smokeless tobacco and, I guess, like the roll-in tobacco, all of that went to a separate fund that was collected by the state.
Okay.
They are excluded by definition.
Right. I knew there was a reason, but I just wanted to know the reason, what the reason.
And I didn't know that either until years ago, because I thought that it was all going to be one thing. But
and I think I asked you that. And just in your office one day, just when we discussed this a few years back or whatever, and I asked you how come it wasn't. So, but I wanted, for those others that did not know, I wanted to be out. So with that, I have a motion from Ms. Gardner.
I will make a motion to set the cigarette tax for the town of Amherst at 22 cents a pack.
And I have a second, please.
A second.
And a second from Ms. Wheaton.
May I have a clarifying question? So that is 20 cents for the town tax and 2 cents for the stamp,
right?
As opposed to the 25 cents for the county tax and 2 cents for their stamp.
Yes,
ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, discussion. Ms. Wheaton?
No discussion.
Ms. Turner?
No comment.
Ms. Gardner?
Nothing further.
Ms. Wheaton, vote.
Aye.
Ms. Turner?
Aye.
And Ms. Gardner?
Aye.
Motion carried, 3-0-2. Ms. Turner, the floor is yours for an update on the community.
Yes, thank you. Mr. Bunch and I met with the county representatives from the Board of Supervisors and the Amherst Life Saving Crew to discuss the dismantling of the assets for the rescue squad and Amherst Life Saving Crew. And there was much discussion. We did not come to any conclusions. There was some discussion about what the articles of the corporations actually said and the definition, and I don't think anybody understood because they didn't have them with them. So the consensus is that we were supposed to come back to our constituents. The county was supposed to go back to their board, and we were supposed to come back to you all to have a discussion about what it is that we see, and then go back in 60 days to have a conversation as a group again. I don't know whether any of you all have the articles of incorporation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You did, because I brought copies. Did anybody want to
take one?
I'll take one. Thank you.
So a lot of the discussion was around the terms, the wording of the article, the amendment, which is the transferring said assets to the town of Amherst, Virginia, and the county of Amherst, Virginia. So originally, everybody thought there would be some kind of division of the assets, and the town would receive some of the assets, and the county would receive some of the assets. So after kind of diving into this, transferring the assets kind of looks like we're supposed to inherit these assets as two bodies and put it and be a good steward of them. I'm not sure that they're supposed to be divided. So there's much discussion amongst the different groups about what that term actually means.
May I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Have we had legal counsel look at this on both sides? Have we had legal counsel look at it, and have they had their legal counsel?
We were charged to come back and have a discussion with the counsel and to let legal counsel discuss it. Each party is supposed to talk to their legal counsel and come back to the table in 60 days with a plan.
So the 60 days is going to end in September?
That's correct.
When I talked to Mr. Bryant today, he said he was hoping to have a discussion within the month of August, the second half of August, just this hope.
So this is where I'm leading with this. It's obvious that we are minus two members tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I would like for this discussion to be as whole of counsel as we can have.
Absolutely.
So my suggestion is we all have these. Let's go home, let's make our notes, and then we will put it back on the agenda for August, and discuss, because I would like, you know, four or five, as close to a full council as we can get, before we sit down and try to figure out directions and vote on. I think it's something that everybody needs to set on and do that right.
May I ask a clarifying question?
Sure.
I'm trying to understand where the life-saving crew is coming from, as far as the ones in charge. I don't know what their proper title is. So they've asked the Board of Supervisors group and our group to come back with what we want? Is that what you
mean?
Well,
there was so much discussion. They have had a hard time really deciding how to divide the assets and be fair. Each party has come in under agreement that they want that to be a rescue squad. So the end result is that. How we get to that and who stewards that and how it moves forward is up for discussion. There was much discussion about getting the assets of the monies or the building. It was just a brainstorming session of what that looked like, and there were no conclusions. And we're supposed to come back and talk to our council. But after looking at it, I'm not so sure it's supposed to be developed. And that's what was my point in explaining that, because I think it really should potentially look, and council can address that it really might be like you inherit it, and then they actually, we steward it both, like it's both parties are in charge of it. And there was some discussion about that, and that it would be difficult to do that, but it certainly could be done. So it's still in the discussion stages, but legal counsel, I think, needs to be there. And we need to have some direction on what council would like to see and what we want to do to support this. I mean, it's...
And I think when we come back and discuss this, let's say next month, we put it on. Tom, we need for you to...
Something earlier.
We need something earlier that needs to be sent out to all of us,
right,
with your opinion of what... You dissect this, you and Kyle.
Yes, sir.
Y'all dissect this.
We prepared one for the earlier meeting, but we'll expand it based on.
On the amendment stuff.
Yes, sir.
And I will ask at least a week before the meeting.
Yes, sir.
If you could get it to all of it. That would give us a week, you know, and if it's any time sooner to review it.
Okay.
So with that, if everybody is happy with that, we will move on to that. And next, is there any matters from staff?
Okay. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to apologize. Just a note that's in your package. If we ordered that anything today, it would be late 21, early 22 on delivery, and that's across the industry. Just a reminder of that. The second thing is the windows have been done.
I noticed that.
And Ms. Carlton and Ms. Turner, I have a guy coming with samples for the floor and measure up. Sir, I meant to tell you that the day before I left, but one report that's waiting on a phone call.
Okay.
The only thing I wanted to say is in your town committee that's attached to my my report, you keep seeing that the Board of Zoning Appeals pending court approval, pending those orders. I've checked on those several times, and the last report was that they are missing. They have to circulate to all six judges for signature, so they've redone those and started to send them out again. So hopefully we'll get them soon.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You've already done your thing, right? Charles, thank you. Trey?
Thank you.
And Ms. Carr?
Just a reminder, we need two planning commissioners.
Yes. All right. Matter from council, Ms. Wheaton?
No.
Ms. Turner?
None.
And Ms. Carr?
No, thank you.
Chief, any comments, sir?
No, sir.
All righty then. No citizens' comments. That's it.
I don't think there's anything else.
Besides, I figured you'd have jumped up.
No.
You're back there hiding in the corner.
No, sir.
All right. The next item is we're going to go into closed session according to the code and what's listed on here. Ms. Carton will take us into closed session. We will take just a couple minute recess, give everybody time to get out and everything, and then we'll take care of that business.
All right. I move that the town council convene in closed session for discussion or consideration of the disposition of publicly held real property in the vicinity of Whitehead Drive in the town of Amherst for discussion in an open meeting would adversely affect the bargaining position or negotiating strategy of the public body for the exemption at subsection 2.2-3711A.3 of the Code of Virginia.
Okay. Vote. Ms. Carter?
Aye.
Ms. Carter?
Aye.
And Ms.
Aye.
Wheaton? Okay. 3-0-2 to go into closed session. We will resume in a few minutes.